Keep your table sounding like this with Cheerios Oat Crunch. It's breakfast bliss that the whole family can enjoy, with energy from whole grains to help keep you going, along with four unique flavors, cinnamon, berry, almond, and oats and honey. So next breakfast, remember, a little crunch goes a long way. Learn more and shop for Cheerios Oat Crunch at Cheerios.com. 24 grams to 30 grams whole grain per serving, at least 48 grams recommended daily.
For today's show and tell, I present my phone. It's made with glass and various metals I can't pronounce. It's powered by Xfinity Mobile, so my family saves big. Take a handout.
Colin, what are these?
I'm quizzing the class on the material.
Switch to Xfinity Mobile and save hundreds a year with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Just $30 a line a month. Visit XfinityMobile.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Today's show is sponsored by Sheldon 2547, a new sitcom launching on HBO this April. What happens when Sheldon Cooper gets cryogenically frozen and defrosted 500 years in the future? Find out in the world of Sheldon 2547, a hilarious new sitcom featuring the voice of Jim Parsons, only on HBO. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends in order. Each episode of this show is an episode of the podcast, is an episode. Each episode of Friends is an episode of this podcast. And let's go and meet the friends, because that's the show is Meet My Friends, the Friends. Let's go meet the friends. This theme music is still very long. Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, and we are back with another episode. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm here with Pat, Engineer Pat. How are you?
I'm good. I pulled my back a little bit at work today, but I'm all right.
You hurt your back?
Yeah, a little bit. It was like a muscle spasm.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's very, were you lifting something?
I was adjusting something, like, above my head.
Uh-huh.
And then it just kind of, you know. Felt.
Did you feel something pop?
More like a pinch kind of nerve thing.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I should stop doing anything.
You should probably, you got to go easy with that because it could turn,
yeah,
be very painful. Back injury is nothing to mess around with. But one thing that we are going to mess around with now is talking about season 2, episode 6 of Friends, the one with the baby on the bus. And this one was written by Betsy Bournes and directed by Gail Mancuso. And this aired on November 2nd, 1995. Now, this episode was about Ross's baby, Ben, always cries when he's near Monica, which upsets her because she's always going to make the... Her nephew doesn't like her, she thinks, and she made a pie, a kiwi lime pie, not a key lime pie, kiwi lime pie. An important distinction because Ross eats it, and he's allergic to kiwis, so his tongue swells up, and they have to go to the hospital. Chandler and Joey take care of Ben while they take Ross to the hospital. Monica takes Ross to the hospital, and they go out with the baby, and it's a good chance to meet women, and they accidentally leave him on the bus because they go follow some pretty ladies onto the bus, and they accidentally forget the baby on the bus because they're carrying so much baby stuff, like chairs and whatnot. They do get the baby back from human services, and they're a little unsure of whether they got the right baby, though, at the time. Meanwhile, Phoebe is upset because Central Perk, the coffee shop, Terry, the manager of Central Perk, hires another singer to perform at Central Perk, Stephanie, to perform there, and so Phoebe starts protesting outside of Central Perk, playing songs out on the street, protesting because she got replaced by Stephanie, who's played by Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders. And that's a fun cameo for people, I guess. Well, more than a cameo. She had a good part in it. Yeah, this is a good, this is a great episode, I would say. This is a great one. Lots of funny elements in it. Phoebe gets to be funny as a musician.
Debut of Smelly Cat.
Well, that you just...
Oh. No, you're right. I'm sorry.
I mean, we do a thing called Friends First.
Okay. Yeah. Want to start again?
No, I don't. I don't. I really don't. I mean...
No, that was on me. That was on me. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, and Chandler and Joey get to be funny running around town as a comedic... I mean, you know we do a thing called Friends First.
It was,
what do you think is going to be a Friends First? You don't think Smelly Cat is going to be...
I thought maybe a baby being born would be... I wasn't really thinking.
Ross does physical comedy with the allergic reactions to the kiwi lime pie. And everybody gets to be funny in it. There's a lot of cameos. Leah Thompson does an uncredited cameo. Chrissy Hynde, of course. And another one that I'll tell you about later in the thing.
Okay.
So don't blow that one.
I'm not.
I mean, okay. Hey, today's show is brought to you, not brought to you. Today's show is sponsored by Sheldon 2547, a new sitcom launching on HBO this April. What happens when Sheldon Cooper, the genius of Big Bang Theory, gets cryogenically frozen and defrosted 500 years in the future? Well, we're all going to find out in the world of Sheldon 2547, a hilarious new sitcom starring the voice of Jim Parsons. Sheldon was once the smartest guy in his group of smart people. Now, in the future, he's considered the village idiot, forced to work at a toilet repair facility. Watch as Mr. Smarty Pants becomes Mr. Dumb Spacesuit 500 years in the future. And if that's not enough, Sheldon has to deal with a wisecracking hologram of Will Wheaton, still giving Sheldon the business, even though Will has been dead for centuries. And if that's not enough, Sheldon and Will, the Will Wheaton hologram, have to deal with a cyborg Wallowitz. Sheldon 2547. The future is Bazinga, only on HBO. We know what's funny. So,
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Black Forest gummy bears are good. Real good. That's because they're made with real fruit juice. Each bear is perfectly soft and fruity, with colors and flavors from real sources. So every bite is mouth-wateringly delicious and an irresistible treat you can feel real good about eating. Black Forest. Real juicy, real good. Visit blackforestusa.com to try now.
I wonder if there'll be recaps of that, podcasts doing recaps of that show at some point. Who knows? This day in history, you want to do that, Pat?
I would love to. Thank you. Yeah, I would. Thank you for having me. Okay, so this day in history, the day the episode aired,
which was November 2nd, 1995.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
On the same day, in 1947, in California, designer Howard Hughes, you know Howard Hughes.
Of course.
Performs the maiden and only flight of the Spruce Goose, or as some knew it, H-4, the Hercules, the largest fixed-wing aircraft ever built.
Okay, I'm suspending this day in history as a segment on the show.
That was a great one.
It is a great one, but it took place it took place 40 something years before the episode of Friends aired.
It's this day in history.
But it's supposed to be this day, the day the episode aired, not November 2nd of any point.
Okay.
We're suspending. We need to clarify that segment. We're suspending it. Okay. Friends first.
Friends first.
We had said.
What was that?
Okay.
How did you?
I probably should have talked about this before the show began.
How did you get that back?
Just listen. Your bumpers, again, the effort, a double plus on effort. But I'm trying to do the thing the way I'm trying to do. The show needs to maintain a certain level, mm-hmm. and don't breathe heavily into the mic. It's weird. If you're mad at me, you're mad at me. But go step out of the room if you're that mad.
Yeah, I tried to walk myself
off. Shake it off, because it's...
All right.
Because most people are listening to this in headphones. They don't want to hear you breathing in their ear.
I don't need to know. Don't need to know what my bumpers were. I need to know how you got.
Okay,
one. I'm assuming there's more.
Yeah, all the bumpers are back.
Oh.
The ones, because those bumpers, again, Jason was a force for bad in so many ways.
They were
on
made
the show.
By a bad person.
Yeah, well,
who you despise.
I'm not here to hang on to things as much as I have been at other points in my life. Am I happy with the guy? No, not at all. Did the guy nail it with the bumpers? Yeah, he did. Unfortunately, we all have different things where we bring to the that we shine at.
And
we all
how,
everything
how,
can't
how quick
be a
did
strong
he get them to you? How
everything
how fast can, were they in
well,
your inbox?
Well, because I did reach out to him.
Uh-huh.
He had removed them from my computer and your computer. He apologized for that.
No, he didn't.
I don't
believe that.
He did.
I don't believe
that. He apologized for it. He knew it was wrong. I got the bumpers back, and there's just a little bit of horse trading going on with it. So the bumpers
horse
are
trading?
Back on the show.
Did
yeah.
you say horse uh-huh. trading?
Yeah.
Listen, they were getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Round one was as you put it, A for effort. Round two... You said
friends first.
So this is the first time, as mentioned earlier in the show, we hear Smelly Cat, the famous song that Phoebe does throughout the show. This time it's Phoebe over the closing credits teaching it to Chrissy Hynde, which is a kind of an interesting thing that the song is done in that way. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Not very catchy at all.
Giovanni Ribisi makes an appearance on the show as a guy who accidentally threw a condom, wrapped condom, into Phoebe's guitar case when she's outside of Central Perk protesting, and he comes back to get it. Now, Giovanni Ribisi returned to the show to play Phoebe's long-lost brother, Frank, which it is not clear whether that was Frank or not. No one knows whether this was the first time we met Frank. It's the first time Giovanni Ribisi has been on Friends. Is it the first time Phoebe's brother Frank was on the show? We don't know. We do know it's the first time that Giovanni Ribisi has appeared on the show. And it's also a Friends... fun Friends fact is that it's a Friends Lasts, which is it's the final appearance of Max Wright as Terry, the owner of Central Perk. This was his farewell performance on the show, and he never felt like he fit, so it's no great loss. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Phoebe says.
You could know that they would have made it to that level.
What's that?
If you could.
I don't have time. This is not learning on the job.
No, but they were getting to a point where,
yeah.
Well,
what am I supposed to wait for season three?
Why didn't you listen to them before we aired them if you had such a problem?
Your bumpers.
Yeah.
Because you're sending them to me 5 seconds before we're taping.
No, round two I did. The first one was a good hour.
Yeah, okay.
60 minutes.
I'm not going to argue with you about this. Phoebe says, but this is my gig. This is where I play. My name is written out there in chalk. You know, you can't just erase chalk. Rank the episode. I don't have one for that.
Can I do one?
Sure.
Rank the episode.
Everyone's got a lot to do in this one. It's a great episode. 9 friends out of a possible 10 friends. And then we can rank the friends. I don't have a bumper for that.
Hold on one second. I'm going to do that or no?
I'd rather just get through it. It's a 6-way.
No problem.
Yeah, it is no problem. Again, stop the huffing and sniffing and all that stuff into the mic. People are listening to this in headphones.
Okay, but
you think they want to hear?
Part of that might be that I showed up to the job in pain.
Okay.
As I mentioned.
I'm sorry you hurt your back.
Yeah. Have you listened to
Is it my fault you hurt your back?
You know the theme song of Friends?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about working on this show.
Uh-huh.
I'll be there for you.
Great. And I appreciate you. And my song right back would be right back at you. I appreciate you being here for me. Uh-huh. And we're all here for the listeners of this thing. Rank the Friends. It's a 6-way tie for first. Everybody did a great job on this one. So, yeah, thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We'll be back with another episode. And, yep, bye. What?
You missed the Friends fact.
I missed the... Wait, hold on. What did I miss?
You missed a crucial Friends fact.
What?
Leah Thompson is in the episode. From Caroline in the City.
Yeah. Okay. I said that. I said Leah Thompson.
Okay. Here's a Friends fact.
Okay.
David Schwimmer appeared as Ross on The Single Guy, part of the NBC universe, and Matthew Perry appeared as Chandler on Caroline in the City, which is Leah Thompson's show. That is a Friends fact.
That is a great one. Okay, that's it.
All right?
Yeah, well, it's not a... So now it's a race... It's a... We're playing, can you top this Friends fact? Fine. You won.
I know the material.
Okay, you do know the material. Thanks for listening.